800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We've got the parts you need at prices that put the brakes on your spending. Speaking of brakes, right now, get a $10 Amex Rewards card free by mail when you buy a set of Wherever Gold brake pads and two Wherever rotors. Then, complete the job with brake parts from quality brands like Cardone. All the brake parts you need, the price breaks you want.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate, void where prohibited.
SunTrump would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looks so good. It's a message from SunTrip, Missouri's oldest and largest Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock at two locations, West County Volvo on Manchester and SunTrip Volvo, O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
At Sears, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTS. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
KC and the Sunshine Band, they're still performing a lot. And he's a pretty good showman. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
He puts on a pretty good show. All right, this is the hour where we have lots of time. Whatever it is you want to get off your chest or gripe about or call to our attention, this would be the time to do it. Light them up. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I'm playing a little waiting game here. We have a bidder. $2,000 for the dinner with me and my wife and two other couples at Annie Gunn's. It's the money all goes to Friends of Kids with Cancer. So I have the $2,000, but I got somebody on the bubble for a little more. We're going to see if that plays out. And then I need to go back to the $2,000 donor and say, hey, would you like to kick your part up a little? So this is getting exciting for me because I love to give big checks to organizations like Friends of Kids with Cancer, and I think we're going to close it out today. $2,000 is wonderful, but boy, would I love to close it out at more than that. Oh, and the other two couples, too. Each couple gets a room at the Ritz-Carlton with breakfast. Yeah, on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, you stay there because they have live music, band, and dancing in the lobby at the Ritz, which is quite a lobby. I haven't been there for a few years, but times I did go to the Ritz-Carlton for dinner, never stayed there. I know that people get rooms who live in town and stay. Have you ever done that? I've never wanted to do that.
Not paid for it. A free room before, but yeah, never.
Yeah, I don't know. Knowing that my house is down the street, a couple of miles down the road, I don't know. I guess I get it if people want to. All right, here we go. 314, again, 969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. This is Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Well, not as good as I once was, when good once as I ever was.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one. Never heard that.
Hey, you were talking about, you know, guys fooling around on their wives. I had a sales rep that used to call on me, and almost every Thursday or Friday he would come in, and he would brag about how he was going down to Lake to spend the weekend with his girlfriend, and he even showed me some of the jewelry that she gave him, and he was always bragging about her. And
wow.
I said, what's your wife think of all this? He said, oh, she thinks I'm down there with the guys, and, you know, she's not worried about that. So one day I said, you going down the weekend, going down to the lake with your girlfriend this weekend? He said, oh, yeah. And I said, you know, I was thinking about this, and while you're down there, I'll bet your wife has a boyfriend here. And he looked at me, and as serious as he could be, he said, I'd kill her.
Wow.
And I said, I think you're going to end up in the bottom of Mississippi someday. I'm going to be reading about you.
Yeah, those normally don't pan out too well.
No.
it was okay for him, but not for her.
Well, I couldn't agree with him more. You know, women are different.
They're different standards.
They can't justify it because they don't have those desires we do. That's just biology.
That's true.
Biology.
Like, Pat Robertson said.
Yeah, I'm a follower. I'm a new convert to Pat Robertson's way of thinking. Tony,
yeah, I have a request on Fridays when you're
on assignment.
Off on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Harvey has taken your place.
Mm-hmm. Harris.
Harris.
Yeah, Paul Harris.
Someday when he can't make it, why don't you see if you can get Mike to come in or take your place? I think that would be awesome.
Mike who?
Mike Evans.
Oh, that's not going to happen. He's not going to fly in here to do that.
No.
He could do it over the phone.
Nah, hosting before. A show on the phone doesn't work. It just doesn't. It's hard to explain.
Well, you did it.
I don't do it on the phone.
I thought you did. I thought when you first got your place out in out on the West Coast, I thought you called in.
I didn't call. It was studio call. It wasn't a telephone call.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
His would be a telephone call, and the whole show would sound like that. It just, I don't know. It sounded like somebody as a guest on the phone.
Oh, okay.
All
well,
right.
Maybe Mike will be in visiting his daughter on a Friday.
Now you got something. Place. He could coordinate.
That'd be a blast.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, it would. Okay.
All right, thank you.
You guys have a good weekend.
You too, Tony.
Okay, see ya.
Yeah, it would either be great or horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Because quite frankly, I don't know if Mike came in and hosted the show, if it would be good. What's interesting is sometimes when somebody does a segment, it's a segment. It's like a skit that they try to make a movie out of, like the Saturday Night, like you get a Pat, okay?
Yeah.
Great segment. Horrible.
Stretch it out over a two-hour movie.
Yeah, what was that other stupid sister, somebody, little Catholic?
Mary Catherine, the superstar.
They tried to make a movie out of that. Not the same, but sort of the same. Hello, John, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Frank AM in the PM. I'm Alex's old man.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part. You're what?
I'm Alex's dad. You're
Alex,
a
front desk.
Oh, my goodness, our favorite receptionist.
Yeah, right.
No, she is.
No, she's a good kid. She gets out of hand a little bit every now and then, but that's all right. She's a good kid.
And I'm sure she's thrilled about this call.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, I'm heading over to Johnny's, man. I'm going to look at a truck possibly to lease. I heard you and Johnny there talking a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also, I had Matheny out earlier this week.
Beautiful.
Wow,
I called him up. I was coming back from fishing Tuesday. I called him up, and it was about, actually, it was 1:54 on my phone. And they had somebody out there after 3 o'clock. It was about 3:30, I guess.
So you called around 2, and they had somebody around 3. Did you say, what took you so long?
And, hey, also, I've been wanting to tell you, I went to Ballast Dental right after I retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and had a couple teeth filled. Them guys are terrific there.
How could you be retired? Alex is 14 years old. How could you be retired?
she was a mistake.
How old are you?
53.
And you're retired?
Yeah.
We hate you.
I've got a pension, and my wife works. She still has 9 years to go, so.
Now you're talking. And you go fishing.
Hey, I got the best of both worlds right now.
Well, you do.
I tell
you. You do. Good for you.
Yeah. I do a lot of fishing out on the rivers, catfishing. I don't know if Alex ever showed you any pictures, but.
No.
Last spring, I got my biggest. It was a 75-pound blue I caught up below the home dam.
That's a big catfish.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a picture of her holding one. She caught one 32 pounds.
So let me see if I sum your life up right. You leave the house, go, honey, have a great day at work. I'll be fishing.
That's about it. Actually, I do all the housework. And inside out, do all the flowers and that. So,
what's the matter with you? You're retired.
You need to talk to Pat Robertson.
You can't do that. You're going to have a heart attack. You're retired, for goodness sake. Yeah, go listen to the Pat Robertson speech.
Yeah. Hey, Alex does the an impersonation of your laugh.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Yeah, she goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did she tell you we're going to Florida next week?
Alex doesn't share a lot of her personal life with us because I think
okay.
She's...
Well, I will.
Okay, okay, go ahead.
No, we're leaving for Destin next Friday.
Have you been there? Have you been there before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my boy, I don't know if she told you about Zach. He lives down in Atlanta. He works for Turner down there. He works on Adult Swim.
No. So,
she didn't tell us that.
Yeah, he does all that stuff down there. He really enjoys it. I've got three great kids, man. I'm blessed for that.
I'll tell you what, if Alex decides, as all receptionists eventually do, that she hates it here, would you come be our receptionist for about 6 months?
Man, I tell you what, no, she loves it there. She really does. I don't even have to tell her, hey, get out of bed. You know, you got work today. But no, she does. She gets up on her own. One thing about her and her work, she's always, no matter what, she's going into work. Period.
Well, she does a good job here.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go, pal. I'm heading over to Johnny's. I'm going to see what they can do for me.
All right. Good luck. I hope they can work it out with you. Thank you, John.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
I don't believe we've ever had anyone else who was a receptionist have their dad call.
No.
No.
She told us, though, he was a huge fan when she started here.
Yeah, how many receptionists have we had?
37.
37?
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Let's see what Lorraine wants. Hello, Lorraine.
Hi, Frank. Hi, gang.
Lorraine. What's up, Lorraine?
Hi. I'm a first-time caller.
Okay, hang on. Round of applause. Hallelujah. All right, how can we help you?
Well, you were saying that we could call about anything. Mm-hmm. And several weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, you were talking about the pocket hose,
yes,
the new garden hose. And I didn't know if anybody responded to you as to whether they liked it or not.
Yes, they did.
That's why I was calling, because I have one and I love it.
Okay, let me tell you what happened this morning. Most of the response I got was, it's crap, okay, it's horrible. I had a guy who emailed me 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he kind of tore me up, and he said, you know, you think you know everything, and I'm paraphrasing, but essentially he said, I got a pocket hose, and it's great, so why don't you stop talking about things you don't know anything about? Again, those weren't his words, but that was the tone of the email, that it's great, I love it. I got an email from him this morning when I opened my email, and he said, man, I'm so sorry, I feel bad. Our pocket hose just blew up. Burst open.
Well, I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
His daughter was using it, and it just burst wide open and soaked her. It probably will happen, because it is true. Sometimes you do get what you pay for, and when you buy a $9 hose or whatever the heck
it was
$20. Ooh, $20.
Yeah, it's the upgrade.
Well, after you've used it a season, check back in with me.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Thanks much. Have a great day. It was my pleasure.
My pleasure, too. How old are you, Lorraine?
I'm 64.
Favorite age.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, the pocket hose. It's intriguing. I'm the first one that saw the commercial and had my hand ready to call. And then I thought, wait a minute. Every other time that I've ordered anything on TV like that, and I don't care if it's one of those, not the ShamWow, but one of these squeegee rags, or what are you, chamois rags, mm-hmm, that soaks up 80 gallons of water. You get it home and you try it. You can't make it do what they did on TV. It's just not the same. I've been disappointed almost every single time. One exception. And I didn't order it off TV. I ordered it in a store with the as sold on TV section. And I don't know how to describe this to you, but buddy, does this work. It's a tape, like a rubberized tape. And you wrap it around. Let's say you've got a hole in your garden hose. If you try to wrap any other tape around it, it's going to eventually squirt out and work its way out. This tape adheres to itself. It's like a soft, sticky rubber. Wow, does it work? And I don't know the name of it, but I bought two rolls, and I've used it 4 or 5 times. It's the only product. And if you call now, you'll get, you know, those things. It's the only one that actually does exactly what it was supposed to do. This is Holly. Hello, Holly.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. First of all, I'm a first-time caller.
Wow, well, what's going on today? Good. Welcome. A round of applause for Holly, first-time caller. Glad to have you.
I've been wanting to call for a little while. I wanted to let you know that I think I kind of go against the grain of your normal listeners, maybe.
I doubt it.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'm a lesbian.
Okay. You do not go against the grain.
I have been listening to you for about, well, minus 5 years, about 15 years total.
Okay.
I actually ended up going to prison for just almost 5 years.
Okay.
It was for drug-related stuff. Okay. I've been out for 6 and clean and sober for 12.
Good for you.
And I remember whenever I was in there, I've been wanting to call for a long time, just wondering if whenever I got an opportunity to get to a radio, if you were still on. And, of course, I've been listening to you for a while since I've been out. And I just, I am a good person. I just chose the wrong path for about 3 years, and it ended up, I'm thankful for the time that I spent in there and everything else. But I just wanted to call and tell you that even though all the things that's going in my life, during that time, I was so happy to find you on the radio again.
Wow, that's very nice.
I don't know. I thought about you a lot, and like I said, I've been out for 6 years, so I've been listening to you a lot. And
you know how many times that I've dreamed that a woman would call and say, "I've thought about you a lot," who wasn't a lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we messed up one part. I
finally get the call from a woman who said, "I've thought about you a lot," and she's a lesbian.
Not interested.
My luck.
Oh, that sucks.
My
I'm
luck.
Sorry.
Hey, where were you incarcerated?
Actually, I was in Vandalia, the women's prison in Missouri, and also I had several different charges. I'll tell anybody that's listening, like you've never heard it, but the drugs are, if there's anybody young listening, they're bad. It kind of took a hold of me, and I didn't think I ever wanted to live another day in my life without it, you know, was my first thought, and I remember it clear as day.
Yeah.
But because the system was so backed up, I would get arrested and released for 20. I would end up in jail for 20 hours, and they would release me. Of course, I'm still in my drug habit or whatever, and I would go back to doing what I did. And I got arrested several times, so I did some state time. I had 5 years total locked up. Some of it was in state prison in Vandalia, Missouri, and then I also had some federal charges, and they sent me to Danbury, Connecticut.
Now, you said, when you started talking, you said, well, I forgot how you put it, you won't fit the profile of our average listener. Well, what did you mean by that? So far, I haven't heard anything about you that would make me not want you as a listener.
Well, I don't know. I listen to, I actually get along, I hang out at the local AMBETS or VFW or something like that. I just, I'm into, all right, for listeners and you and everybody else, I'm into the good old boys, the good people. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Well, I think we all are.
We have a lot of those.
Yeah. Hey, Holly.
Yeah, but it just, being a lesbian, being an ex-felon, all that stuff, it's it probably isn't your main crowd of listeners, but well, I got a mad respect for you, and like I said, I was looking forward to seeing if you were still on the radio whenever I got out 6 years ago.
I got to tell you something. That you made my day. I the idea that somebody getting out of jail go, boy, I hope he's still on the radio. You couldn't, obviously you couldn't listen in jail, right?
No, absolutely not.
No, we're thrilled to have you as a listener, and I think it's wonderful that you are, I assume, on the right path, and you've fixed what was broken. And I do believe that good people do bad things. I think there are bad people who are bad to the core. And they will never be anything but bad. And you probably met some of them when you were in there.
Yeah, I did.
I also believe there are really decent people who make some really big, bad decisions. And they pay the price. And then when they are finished with that, they're still that really good, decent person. I believe that. Obviously, you're one of those people. And it's tough to go through life with a couple of badges hanging on you. One, I'm a lesbian. One, I'm a felon, a convict. Been in, that's got to be tough.
Hey, Holly, what was your drug of choice?
It was methamphetamine, and I was cooking it and distributing it, and I may have played a part in ruining some people's lives.
Well, here's why you can't think that way. Here's why you cannot think that way. That was their choice, just like it was your choice to mess your own life up. You didn't do that to them, okay?
Well, and I guess I agree with that. The thing is that the percentage of people like me, unfortunately, is very low. And that was drilled into my head. I took a lot of counseling sessions and the different things that prison offers to you. I took a lot of that thing, every opportunity I had to better myself while I was in there. And it was, they basically threw it in your mind a lot, and it is true. The statistics is, I know a lot of people, maybe you got sons or daughters or whatever, and you're aggravated, and you're thinking that they've done it over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, my brother is like, this is like his sixth time in. That was my first time I had full academic scholarships when I got out of college.
Wow.
when I got out of high school. And then I actually was into construction and stuff, and I was in the electrical division. And it took me all of 5 of the 6 years I've been out to get back in, and they finally gave me a second chance. So,
well, when you say there aren't many people, when you say there aren't many people like you, if you mean there aren't many people like you in a negative way, let me tell you what I think it means. There aren't many people like you because most people wouldn't turn it around the way you've turned it around, admit the way you've admitted that it was your mistake and your problem and your fault. That's why you're not like many other people. You have to think of it that way too. And as far as ruining other people's lives, they ruin their own lives. Everybody makes choices. I could buy cocaine. I could do this. I could get meth. I could be a drug addict. I could beat my wife. I don't do that. I do some other things I shouldn't do. It's choices. They're responsible for what they do. You didn't do it to them. And well, what do you do for work now?
Actually, I was before I got addicted to the drug, I was about 3 years into a 5-year apprenticeship to be an electrician.
Okay.
And, you know, they're very high class there. And basically what they did was they made me, after, you know, after I did my 5 years and I got out, they made me wait another 5 years to make sure I was serious and I was, you know, not going to mess up again or whatever.
Right, that's
and
a long way.
I just got in again at age 36.
My favorite age, by the way.
Yeah.
Lesbian or not, my favorite age. So you're working as an electrician now?
Yeah, well, I'm an electrician apprentice.
Okay.
But I am, they're giving me a second chance. And actually, believe it or not, they kind of are respectful towards me, like, because I put in my time of having nothing. And they kind of actually are good to me in the sense of they're giving me a fair shot, you know. But they did make me start completely over, which I think if I was on the committee, I would have did the same thing. And I'm more than willing to do that and take my pay cut and start as if I'm brand new.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about life, and I'm happy about a second chance. And I will always feel guilt, no matter what you say or anybody else does, about the part I maybe played in the just the drug world in general, and about what I did to my family and everything. But
you know what's wonderful about that? You have a conscience. Here's what's wrong with a lot of the world. They don't have a conscience. They don't care if they kill 10 people. They don't care if they sell drugs to kids. They have no conscience. You do. The fact that it still bothers you means you're a decent person. If you weren't, you wouldn't feel that way. Ease up on yourself.
I agree with you, and I'll tell you what really sucks is when you are a decent person and you've made mistakes, to the degree that I have, you know, you kind of got to live with something. But at the same time, I think it's a good idea to have a voice in that and let people know that, you know, there may be somebody that's I graduated fourth in my class. I had academic scholarships, everything else. I decided to go for the construction aspect. But even somebody like me, it took me fast. And they say, oh, say no to drugs, don't never try them. But it's true. It really is. I wish I had a voice somehow to get to some other people. But at the very least, I can be with my family and not put them through any more than what they've already been through, trying to stand by my side with everything that I've done.
Well, here's what's going to happen for you. You don't know it yet, but you will have an opportunity to save somebody's life. Somebody is going to come to you, or somebody's going to refer somebody else to you and go, talk to her. She's been there. And that's going to be your chance. And you're going to take it.
Yeah, you can relate to them better than anyone else.
They can't go to anybody like me because I haven't been in prison. I didn't sell drugs. But they can go to you. And you talk their language. You speak their language. And that's going to be very beneficial to you. You're going to do good things. I'm telling you. I'm psychic. There's no such thing as psychic, but I'm sort of psychic. I'm a fake psychic like Sylvia Brown. Hey, I'm really glad you called. Do you mind if Dan takes your number? We will not give it to anybody else. We'd just like to keep and call you sometime, maybe.
Actually, that would be awesome. It would make me feel better. And if anybody has something, maybe they could call your station and you could give them my number. I'm perfectly okay with that.
What are you looking for? You looking for a full-time job? What are you looking for?
No, I got my dream job back. I'm
just advice, maybe, or
I'm just saying that there's nobody that probably needs my dumb old advice. But if there is somebody and they would like to talk, that the radio station had my number, and maybe you can talk to me or something.
Yeah,
but
well, you're wrong about that. There is somebody that needs your advice. You're
somebody's
wrong
out there probably listening
you
right
now.
You
still don't realize yet what this experience has done good for you and what good you're going to do. You don't get that yet. You will.
And Holly, I'll tell you this, that about 5 years ago, my brother is dead, and he died in his 40s because of bad choices that he made on drugs, and meth was one of his drugs of choice. And he had some mental illness issues also, but he's dead because of that. So.
And you're not.
Yeah.
So there you go. Holly, I'm glad you called. Can you hold and let Dan take your number?
Sure, of course. Okay,
thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Sounds to me like she's on the right. Yeah. There you go. Sounds to me like she's on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really the right track.
Holly.
We're way behind, but I don't care because it was worth it to talk to Holly. So I'm going to ask you to let me get caught up. Let me start.
Holly, call back.
Oh, shoot. You know what? Holly, my fault. I dumped her, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. My fault, Holly. Call back. You did it a while ago. You can call back again. North American Solar, spoke to him this morning, and they are busy, 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 busy. You know why they're busy? Because there are certain things you can say to people. When you say to somebody, take a look at your electric bill, take a look at what your average electric bill is in the course of a year, and how do you like the idea of knocking that down to a third or a fourth of what it is now? They go, sure, that's great. How do I do that? Well, you do it by replacing your dependency on Ameren with a dependency on the sun. Because in the course of the year, there's enough sunlight in this part of the country to easily take an electric bill to a third or fourth of what it was. Now, solar panels aren't free. Not going to put out and put them on for nothing. You have to buy them. You're going to pay about a fourth the cost of the solar panels. The rest will be picked up by Ameren and a tax credit that's being offered to this part of the country now. It is a terrific opportunity. And then let's add to that the fact that now you've bought the solar panels for about a fourth of the price. That's all you pay out of pocket. Now, immediately, your electric bill is a fraction of what it used to be, and it will continue that way because the sun's always going to be free. And then you've added to the value of your house, because if somebody's shopping for a home and home A doesn't have solar panels and they're average electric bill is $250 a month or $300 a month or whatever it is, and home B has solar panels, their average electric bill is $80 a month. I think I'd like to take a look at home B. Increases the value of the average home about $40,000. The name is North American Solar. And the good news is they're very, very busy, which tells me this part of the country is now ready to take a good hard look at solar. And that's all we're going to ask you to do is let them measure your house, take a look at your house, show you the hard numbers. Here are the numbers. Here's what it's going to cost. Here's what it's going to save. Blah, 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 blah. You're going to love what you see. North American Solar, 636-349-3300 or north-americansolar.com.
It's time to check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
All right, Dan, I'll tell you what a mess we've got again on the highways. We had a sellout baseball game, and everybody's trying to go home during rush hour. We've got a couple of incidents. First of all, westbound 70 at Madison, there was an accident blocking lanes. They moved that off to the right shoulder, but that's traffic is backed up through the depressed section. Northbound 55 is a little bit north of Graboy, all the way up to where it turns into Highway 70. Once you, on eastbound 64, things are jammed up from about Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge, and it remains slow all the way to 64. If you're traveling westbound on 64, you're slow from Union Station through about Big Bend, and then you start hitting the brakes again from Highway 170, and you can expect some slow traffic in spots between 170 all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Got another report of an accident on westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. Just flew over Highway 15. Farmer Dave called in and said traffic was at a jam up on Highway 15. On eastbound 15 at the Flying J, looks like the traffic lights are completely out. and that's causing a backup all the way to Highway 255. And then on top of that, you've got a stalled pickup truck waiting to blocking the left turn lane trying to get into the Flying J. This traffic report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. With your Golden Oak Lighting airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw Live in the Mornings and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch have teamed up to bring you the best news coverage of any broadcast outlet in the St. Louis region.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. With the resources of ABC Radio and now the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, if it's happening around the world or around the block, we will be able to bring you the best information on radio and television, period.
McGraw Live in the Mornings, now at STLToday.com, on KTRS.com, on your smartphone, on your tablet, and as always, on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Feeling buried by all the piles of paper in your home or office? Maybe it's time you traded in the old filing cabinet for a new office assistant. Meet the Neat Digital Filing System, featuring the only scanner that actually thinks while it scans. With Neat, all your important documents can be easily scanned and then organized with a Neat software. So that shoebox full of receipts instantly becomes a manageable expense report. That stack of business cards can go directly into your computer's contact list. Virtually any piece of paper automatically becomes a searchable document that you can find with a simple keyword. Neat can be both powerful and portable, so staying organized is easier than ever. And now you can try the Neat Digital Filing System for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. The Neat Digital Filing System has been featured on Oprah's list of favorite things, the CBS Morning Show, the Martha Stewart Show, just to name a few. Try it for free by calling 1-800-300-6741. That's 1-800-300-6741.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
John, what are you doing? Take that Cardinals cap off and get it back down into the dugout. Who's missing their cap down here?
Mike, this isn't a player's cap. It's my cap.
That looks like the hat the guys are wearing. Man, that baby's nice. Now, hand it over, big boy.
Mike, this isn't a player's cap. It's my cap.
Well, that looks like the cap the guys are wearing. Man, that thing's really nice. I'd like to have one like that, too. Hand it over, big boy.
Mike, you'll be able to get your very own on Friday, May 17th when the Cardinals play the Brewers, because it's U.S. Cellular Adult Cap Night.
My very own?
That's right. Fans, join Mike. Get your own adult cap on May 17th.
Tickets available at Cardinals.com.
Home run for Jay, his fifth of the year, and the Cardinals lead it 1-0.
Hi, fans. It's John Jay here, and I hope you'll join us on Sunday, May 19th, when we face the Brewers. That day is High Sox Sunday. Kids ages 15 and younger will receive their very own pair of High Sports socks. High Sox Sundays is always fun for us players, and now kids can look like me and my teammates. That's Sunday, May 19th, when we face the Brewers. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
John Jay clears the wall at the Cardinal bullpen.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36 and also in great health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-700-0107. That's 1-800-700-0107. 1-800-700-0107. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Tom Barron, owner of Barron Mirror Glass and Door, St. Louis's finest, most custom mirror, glass, and shower door company. We have recently moved off of Manchester Road, so don't look for us there. We're out in the valley, just two blocks from Long Road and Chesterfield Airport Road. Our new showroom is awesome. If you're an educated consumer, our showroom is a must-see. We have kept our old phone number, and we haven't changed our website, BarronMirror.com. Remember, we have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat.
Hi, it's the roofer, Kerry House, president of Lane House Construction. Do you need a new roof? Is it leaking? Was it damaged by the storm? Or maybe you want to change the looks of the outside of your home with new siding. Maybe upgrade the energy efficiency with new thermal windows. Lane House Construction is your one-stop shop for the outside of your home. We offer financing in all of our work. We're an A-rated member of the BBB, and we have two locations to serve the entire St. Louis metro area. Give us a call, area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or Lane House. Construction.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I've heard this song 100 times, and I'm okay, but I can tell you who it is or what it is. The name.
Probably one hit wonder.
Who is it?
Chic.
Chic. I think they had one other.
Let's freak. With
I can't
Chic.
Understand what they're saying. What's the name?
Good times, right?
These are the good times.
Wow, very difficult to understand. We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you this news, no, this bidding update bulletin. At approximately 4:47 p.m., May 16th, 2013, the studio at KTRS Radio received a phone call. A phone call from a lady named Carol. Carol has a grandson that had cancer at the age of 1. Carol loves Friends of Kids with Cancer. Carol loves the show. I love Carol. I'll tell you why. Not just because of this, because she's obviously done a lot of other great things for Friends of Kids with Cancer, but right now, the high bid, thanks to Carol, for dinner with me and my wife at the wonderful Annie Gunn's, including two spectacular bottles of wine picked out by Tom Sainer, anything you want on the menu, and then the other two couples at this dinner with us then get to enjoy an evening, a room at the Ritz-Carlton. Each couple gets a room. You can't put two couples in one room. That's like swinging.
Yeah.
It's like an orgy. Two rooms at the Ritz-Carlton. They each then have breakfast the next morning, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, any Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, where that means there'll be dancing and the band in the lobby. It can be the same night that we go to dinner, that they go to the Ritz, or it can be another night. Very flexible. And thanks to Carol, that evening of dinner, and I know dinner with me is certainly not worth it, but they know how much it means to the Friends of Kids with Cancer. So the current bid is $3,000.
Yeah. What the world needs now is love to love.
Does anybody know why we sing that? The Jerry Lewis Telethon. They when they go to the tote board and Ed, hi-oh, then they the band would hit da 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 da. They play that song. So we did that when we get a new a total. I am thrilled, Carol. I'm thrilled. Thank you. You made my day. It's probably where we'll top out, but you never know. I said that earlier, 2000. And to the guy, and I know you don't want your name mentioned, R is his first initial. Thank you, because you got us going with your $2,000. You got us going, and don't think I don't appreciate that. And at a certain point, for anybody, it's out of the league, up, too rich for my blood, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. I get that. There's somebody out there listening who could do a $3,500. I know there is. I just never give up. I never am satisfied. I never get up. But I'll be certainly be satisfied with Carol's $3,000. Boy, you know, it's amazing to me, and these guys have sat here with me and watched this happen, whether it's the trip in the winter with listeners or bidding on something. For some reason, when you get to the end, when you go, that's it, we're closing it out today, boom, 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 boom. Here come, you know that every trip we do, and you guys see this, at the very end, here comes like five or six couples that want to go. They've
right.
known about it for months, didn't do anything, but they think it's being closed out, so they wait to the very end. And that's okay. Whether I get it early or late, at least we get it. And all of it goes to Friends of Kids with Cancer. Quick bit of business so that I can get caught up, because we had a long talk with Holly, and I'm glad we did. I think we may be talking to Holly again. One of the things that meth does is eats your teeth out. I don't know that from experience, because I've never tried crystal meth, but I have sons in the restaurant business, and they live in mid-Missouri, and Missouri is either number one or number two, central Missouri, in the United States for meth addiction, and they see it all the time. They see it in employees. They see it in people who want to be employees but can't get a job because they're addicted to meth and eats the teeth out. And the reason I mention teeth is because of Ballast Dental Care. And I don't know how many, you know, what the percentage of patients that go to Ballast Dental Care is that have meth that's eating their teeth away. I'm going to guess it's not huge. But I need to ask them sometime, is that something you ever deal with? And how do you do that? What happens? Do they have to replace their teeth? Because once your teeth are eaten away, you can you bond them?
Well, right? Yeah, you have to get clean first to even want to even think about that.
Yeah, because what are you going to do? Eat the new teeth away, too?
Right.
You don't want to do that. They do a little bit of everything and have seen every kind of person there is to see. They've seen people. They've seen little bitty tiny kids to very old people, people that are diligent, that get their teeth checked twice a year, to people that haven't been for 20 years. And they're all welcome at Ballast Dental Care. And their goal is the same as yours, that if not in one visit, in two or three or whatever, at some point soon, you're going to walk out of there, look in the mirror and smile and not be embarrassed by it and not have to worry anymore about what other damage you might be doing to your body, because a lot of horrible things happen when things get in your bloodstream through your gums. Gum disease is not something to mess with. Ballast Dental Care. How do I know what I'm talking about? Easy. I've been there 40 years. That's how long I've gone there. I may very well run into you one day there, because I'm in there twice a year. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. It's a wonderful, wonderful dental clinic. And I can pretty safely say, unless you're really that one exception, you'll never again have to dread going to the dentist. BallastDentalCare.com. You take a call?
Depending on it.
Let me take one. That's about 30 seconds. Don, it's yours. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going to make it real quick. That woman is unbelievable. I'm not a drug user or nothing like that. That was very moving.
Yeah, I liked her.
And I wish I owned the company, because I'd give her a job. And the second point is that any teacher, principal, or anything in any school in the St. Louis area or surrounding area that can reach your radio station needs to call your radio station, get her name and number, and go to the assembly hall, the auditorium, and have the woman speak. You know, it's great for a counselor to do it, a doctor to do it, but this woman is first-hand experience.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
Every
teacher needs to call and get the woman, wherever you there are, pay her way to get there and fill the auditorium up. And then if the fools still do it, then there's nothing you can do about it.
All right, Don, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Do I have time to do my last bit of business, or do a good break? Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Come back. Bill Cleveland's on the way, either now or in the Playhouse. We'll find out. It'll be a secret. It'll be a mystery. It'll be fun. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic looks right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
And the traffic doesn't look too good, Dan. If you're traveling southbound 270, you've got bumper-to-bumper traffic from Page down to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, we had a report of an accident at the Earth City Expressway. So it's going to be slow approaching 270 through there. I already see it slow now from about Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Westbound 64, that is the ultimate mess. You are jammed up from Union Station through McCausland, 170 out through Mason. Slow again, Timberlake Manor down to the Hardy's Iceplex. Once you get beyond that, not a bad run to the Boone Bridge. But then from the Technology Overpass in St. Charles County out to almost Wing Haven, you've got some slow traffic there. Eastbound 270, now you're heavy from east of McDonald through New Florissant. And on eastbound 15 at the Flying J, you've got traffic lights are out completely. So look for traffic backing up at Highway 255. This report brought to you by Home Depot. At the Home Depot, buy Ortho Home Defense Max Perimeter and Indoor Insect Killer with Lawn, and get Ortho Bug Be Gone Max ready to use spray for free. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, thank you, Tim. I got some great information. It's a great story on Dr. Ruth in USA Today in today's issue. Wait till you hear. There are a couple things I never knew about her. How tall do you think she is, real quickly?
4'8".
4'7". Very good. You made her an inch taller. We'll share that with you and some other stuff. And a joke by request. Can't remember the guy who asked for it, but yes, I'm going to do it. The Indian joke. The great joke about the Indian with the world's greatest memory. First, we need to invite you to come bank with us. Bank where we bank. First Community Credit Union. The popcorn's good. The service is great. The rates are competitive. And they're stable. Sounds like a State of the Union address. And the State of the Union is good. The state of First Community Credit Union is good. It's very good. The state of your savings, the state of your loan, the state of your finances will be good, too, if you bank at First Community Credit Union. Been there now for 6 years, I'm guessing. I think 6 years. Saturday morning, since I'm on assignment tomorrow, I'll go ahead and remind you now, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale with Paul Warner, a long time member of First Community Credit Union. 7 to 9 Saturday morning, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. Folks, you don't have to shop around for rates. They've done it for you. They're really good at what they do. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. No end to the mystery yet about what caused the huge explosion and fire at the fertilizer.